Today's daf is Masechet Shavuot. We're holding our daf Tet Zayin, and we are at the top of the page. We're holding at the second line. So the Lashon of the Mishnah is kosher lo na'aseit b'chol eila. Wherever the kedusha of the Chomat Yerushalayim or of the Azara was improperly created by not doing all of the above, is what it sounds like, which would include having a melech and a kohen and a kohen gadol and a urim v'tumim and a shivat zekenim and a korban teda and so on. All of these things are ma'akev. So actually, it's a machloket whether it means every last one of them is ma'akev. Itmat. Ravuna Amar, the way to understand the Mishnah is bechol elu. It's what it says, it's what it means. The meaning is of these things, I mean one of these things. This is not just a question of girsa or ways of understanding the use of the language without changing the girsa, which is machlokes, whether there's actually a change in girsa, we'll see later on, depending on the two shitot. The question over here revolves around how to understand what happened in the days of Ezra. It's clear that Ezra, when he went around, and we were using his story in Ezra and Nehemiah, who went around, we don't recognize a Sefer Nehemiah, so we call it Ezra, but the Goyim separated out, it was Nehemiah who went around. Now, what was he doing? He didn't have access to all of these things. The Urim V'Tumim was buried together with the Urim. There was no Urim V'Tumim. There was a beged that looked like the Urim V'Tumim, but it wasn't functional as an Urim V'Tumim. Didn't have the shame. It didn't work. And, it's not clear that there was a melech either over here. I mean, some want to say that Koresh had a din of a melech. Well, there's not been a melech, but it's a melech Yisrael. Never melech Yisrael yet. In any event, what he did was used as the model yesterday. So how can we even consider that it means Bechol Eilu? Unless you hold that actually it wasn't necessary to recreate the Kedusha, because the Kedusha had never left. And what he was doing was just a ceremonial reconstruction of whatever he could do of the acts of Kedusha, but they weren't really Ma'akev. So we can still use the model insofar as it goes.
What was Kodesh
would have been remained, we'll talk about it, would have remained Kodesh. So then that's what they're arguing about. So Rav Huna, who says, Bechol Elutnan, how then did we have a Kiddush at the time of Ezra where all of this was not available, must be because the original Kiddusha from the time of Biata Aretz was Kodesh Latid Lavoa, so it never became Bato just because of the Galut. So Kiddusha Rishona Kichala Sha'ata V'Kichala Latid Lavo. Why then did Ezra go through all of this useless rigmarole? Since according to Rav Huna, if you don't have it all, you don't have anything. What Ezra was doing was Zecher Be'alma. He wanted people to know that there is in fact a necessary ceremony. He wanted to be Koveya the Halachot in all elements that he could. That's why we can use him as a Dugma. But it's not that he was really achieving the Kedusha. Whereas Rav Nachman says, no, Ezra actually needed to achieve the Kedusha because the Kedusha Rishon was not Kitcha Le'atid Lavo, was Batal at the time of the Galut, and therefore we're forced to conclude, if we're using Ezra now, again, I say Ezra, I mean Ezra and Nehemiah, but whatever each one did, we're using Ezra and Nehemiah as a dugma, then it's because it really worked. And that must mean that achat mikol elu, because otherwise they didn't have everything available. And there we have a real machloket, a very important machloket, that extends into all kinds of issues, according to this. So let's just see that inside. Rav Nachman holds about achat mikol elu tanan kasefer kedush v'shada kichela sha'ata v'lo kichela atid lavo, which leaves us with no choice but to say that Ezra actually was Kedusha Kodesh. He really brought Kedusha to the Chomat Yerushalayim. How could he? There's clearly no Urim V'Tumim. As some say, we leave out, and there was no Melech because of Koresh, which is difficult to believe. Most learn we leave out Melech, because I mean, ultimately there was a Melech in the end, or maybe he had a bit of a Melech. But, so Urim V'Tumim, we know for sure, was not functional at that time. Okay. Now, the problem is that the Mishnah, again, seems to be saying very clearly, Bechola El. So we haven't established whether we're literally changing the Girsa or whether we understand the word to mean that. And Rava, remember, was always a literalist. Rava says, but it says Kakaka. So Eisve Rava L'Rav Nachman. Does the Mishnah not say Koshelo Nasi Bechol Elu? So I said, Tni Bachat Mikol Elu. So many who learn that he was telling him that indeed you have to learn the Girsa in the Mishnah. You see, others learn that that Lashon incorporates Achat Mikol Elu. Toshma. Okay, how about this? Abba Shaul Omer, Shnei Bitz'im, Ayu Bahar HaMishka, Tachtona Ve'elyona. There were two ponds, dirty ponds, basically, and they were at the bottom of the Har HaZetim area. One was the lower one, one was the lower pond, and then there's the upper pond. Now, the lower pond, the Tachtona, was Nitkacha B'kol Ela. They did, from the time of the Bayit Rishon, they included that lower pond to the city. The second one was only Mikudash later. So the first one, we know Chizkiyahu brought in the Me'agichon and so on, but there were other waters that were brought in afterwards into the city, and that's the Elyona. And therefore, it was Lonit Kacha B'chol Ela, Ela Ba'olei Gola. It didn't have the requisite list that we have over here of the Melech and the Dibur Vitumim and so on. All they had were the Hosafa on the city, which added additional area into the city. And what happened was that since the Kedusha was Shalobu Melech, Shalobu Urim Vitumim, it was not really Kadesh with the Kedusha Ta'ir. Since it wasn't Kadesh B'Kedusha Ta'ir, it was not really kosher for Achila of Kachin. However, the use to treat the area of these enclosures, the earlier enclosure of Chizkiyahu, and the enclosure of the new area, the Ameh Aretz treated it the same. And we understand that, obviously, when you do something like this, it's going to cause kilkulim. Because people are going to think, they're going to see the wall of the city. They know that they're allowed to eat Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And I'm going to say, well, there's something, this wall is not good enough. It's the wrong Erev. What's the problem? That's wall. Who's going to listen to such a thing? So, Mamela, we understand that it's going to be Gerim, a misunderstanding, and people are going to be Makel and Achilas Kachim. Now, Taisa says that was clear to them. They knew that. And Afal Pikein, they did it. It's an amazing thing. You know why they did it? Because if they would allow them to think it was Kodesh, then they would be Meiser Nefesh to protect it against the Goyim. But if they thought it was just a political thing, they would, why fight? That's amazing. You see that ultimately the willingness to defend Eretz Yisrael is based on the dark of the Kedusha. You don't alter the Kedusha, you're not going to defend it. Unbelievable. So anyway, so it was worthwhile having this. Obviously, the reason it was included, the Gemara is going to say later on, that was for military reasons. But, I mean, why not make it clear that it wasn't part of it, that they don't do a ceremony at all? Don't do a partial ceremony, make it appear, and then you'll be macho people. So, taktonashai takedusha tagmura. So, the lower pool, which was done by a melech, so there, interestingly enough, the Amir Arutz were very machmir, not to eat there. But only not to eat their meiser. Kachim, you could eat there. Why didn't want to eat their meiser? Because it says in the Torah, Aser Bechtesha Titasher. Anybody who wants to get rich is going to be very makbet on every last deer. So Mamela, you have to make sure you get the wax and the candle and the wine is in your pockets. Chas v'shalom, you miss a pocket, you go back and make Abdullah again. Make sure you get enough to stick in your pocket. Again, so when it comes to these kind of issues, they'll be very mocked. Torah says if you're careful with your mice, you'll get rich. But Shemaif, and I'm not going to be making. So therefore, I want to eat only within the original Chaimes Yerushalayim. I'm not even Semech on Chizkiyahu HaMelech when it comes to getting rich. Mashenke, when it comes just to the halacha, I mean, of Kachim Kalim, then no, Mela, that's okay, it could be bad. Some rabbi says it's okay, is good enough for me. Mela, the Amaretz, and Nechnasim Lashon. And they eat Kachim Kalim, but they won't eat Maaser Sheni. The Chaverim, who know the halacha, obviously will eat Kachim Kalim and Maaser Sheni. It's not Kamina. It's either it's Kadosh B'Kadosh Yerushalayim or not. So that this kind of nonsense you won't find among Talmidei Chachamim. The Elyona, Shalo Hayta Kedushata Gemura. So the Rosh of the Amir, well, I need to be Machmer and Kachim Kalim, that's only a Diyaraisa, but getting rich, that's already an Ilam Haba. So the Amir Aretz would go into the El Yena, and they would eat Kachim Kalim, their big Yisr, of course, because it wasn't good. Bavalom Aishasheni, Chas V'Shalom, I'm not going to take a chance on a Serbis Veshti Tasher. And the Chaverim, Ein Ochlim Sham, Lo Kachim Kalim, Aishasheni. So then, why were they not making it Kaddish completely? Because they couldn't. That's the point. And they didn't have all of those things. So therefore, they didn't do the Kedusha. So then why did they do the Kedusha? But what are you talking about? I just said they didn't do the Kedusha. Why did they make it look like they did the Kedusha? Why were they machnas it into the city like this? The physical hachnasa is for military purposes. This is the nakedness of Yerushalayim. It would be easy from that area to invade. So they included it. Once they built a wall around it, they went through the mechanism that didn't work because it was chaser. But whatever they could do, they did. Why did they do it? It would be machshel people, said Adas Taisa says. They didn't care about being machshel people because they felt militarily no one's going to fight for Yerushalayim unless they believe that this is Kadesh B'Yerushalayim. It's not Kadesh. Don't let the Goyim take it over. Okay, so now Lamaisa, as Rava points out to Reb Nachman, this Braita over here seems to prove, Braita of Abishol, seems to prove that without all of the above, it's worthless. So how can Reb Nachman say, Ba'achas Mikol Eila? Where can he get the idea that Achas Mikol Eila, Kedusha Rishonah, was not Kitchel Atid Lavo? I mean, this Braita Abishol is clearly saying it is Kitchel Atid Lavo, right? That the area that Chizkiyo was Magdish was 100% Kodesh, even after the Galut, when they came back. Answers the Gemara, of course Abishol is against Reb Nachman, that's a chiddush. But it's a famous machloket tanoim, whether Kedusha Rishonah Kitchel Ashaita, V'Kitchel Atid Lavo or not. And based on that machloket tanoim, we have, in fact, the machloket here between Ravuna and Reb Nachman, because it's directly dependent. If you hold Kedusha Rishonah was not Kiddush Latid Lavo, so then how did we have a second Beis HaMikdash that was functional? What was Ezra doing? Must be that you don't need all of the above. If you hold Kiddush Rishonah, Kiddush Rishonah, who Kiddush Latid Lavo, so then really Ezra Nehemiah did not need anything at all. And what they did was a Zecher B'Yalma. And that, if I can show you that there's a machloket tanoim whether Kedusha Rishonah Kitchel Ashaita Kitchel Atid Lavo, so then you understand that what Rav Nachman is saying is not going aliba d'Abishol, but it is going aliba tanoim. Where do we see tanoim? Says the Gemara, the Tanya. Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati, I heard that Kishayu Bonim Beheichal, when they were building at the time of Ezra, they first put up Kilayim. They first put up mechitzot of curtains, like at the time of the Mishkan. So they put up the same kind of things they had in the Mishkan. So they made kilayim for the Heichal, they made kilayim for the Azores, and they duplicated the tzura of the Beis HaMikdash. When they were building the Heichal, they built outside of the kilayim. So in other words, basically the workman who was working was standing outside the makom that was Kadesh, and he couldn't see inside to the theoretical space of the makom HaMikdash. Whereas when it comes to the Azores over there, they were b'nei mibifnim. So the workers would build inside towards the kilayim. Omar Rabbi Yoshua, I heard, Shemati, that you didn't need any curtains. Shemak Rivim Alpha Bisha ain't by it. You don't need them by it. You don't need curtains. You can eat kachim alpha pisha in kilayim. You can eat kachim kalim aizasheni alpha pisha in choma. You do not need the physical walls, not in the Heichal, not in the Beit HaMikdash, not around Yerushalayim. And the reason you don't is because anyway you have the full Kedusha from before. Now does that not imply that Rabbi Eliezer who says they did put up these kila'im, must be that he holds lokat shalatid lavo. So you see that we have very clear machloket over here. Rebbe Eliezer is going against Abba Shaul. He's saying that Ezra had to really be re-mekadesh Yerushalayim, and now everything makes sense. So Rebbe Nachman was going, I'll leave it to Rebbe Eliezer, Abba Shaul, fine. He argues, agrees with Rebbe Yeshua. Can you tell me why you jumped to conclusions that these two Tanaim are arguing? I mean, they're saying two separate things, neither of which have anything particular to do with the other. Rebbe Eliezer is telling you the logistics of the rebuilding. They put up curtains. He didn't say you can't bring a carbon without curtains. He wasn't talking about that. He was talking about how they built. And Rebbe Eliezer was saying a din in whether you're allowed to bring a carbon without curtains, or you need the chomot ha'ir in order to eat. How do you know the one has anything to do with the other? Oh, I know. You're assuming that because Rabbi Yehoshua, and because Rabbi Eliezer started off by saying, well, they put up curtains, must be that he holds that without the curtains, there couldn't have been a kedusha. But that's not true. Obviously, there are reasons for putting up curtains. I mean, you have a curtain in your bathroom, I think, you know, in your shower. Is that because you're creating a kedusha inside the shower to eat kachin kalim? Or it's because it's a makom tzanua? So I understand, there's something wrong with putting up curtains. You're going to be working on the makom ha-mikdash. So the worker should be sitting staring into the heichal. Yeah, you put up curtains as a matter of derech eretz? What does that have to do? I don't see that they're talking to each other here. You have two tanoim who are giving over what shamati. Each one says shamati. There's no way indicate that they're speaking against each other. So let's see that inside. I don't understand. Where is the machlokes tanoim over here? What's to prevent us from saying that all are agreed to what Rabbi Yeshua said? Yes, you can bring karbonos bizman hazeh, and you do not need new mechitzas. The only thing that they're saying is each one is saying my gishmiyale. That's all. Rabbi Eliezer is saying, I heard they put up kilayim. He never said a word about Kiddush Rishon and Kiddush Lashayta. And Rabbi Yehoshua says, I heard that you don't need curtains to be makriv a karbon. So, Marmai Dishmielai Kama. I shall say, so why put up curtains? If Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Yehoshua, you don't need curtains. The question is that. Let's see you to Bahama. He didn't say you needed halachically curtains. He said, I heard that that's what they did. So this doesn't prove anything. Now, there's a very important clarification that is necessary at this point. Because the Gemara says the only way we could make everybody agree is obviously they have to agree to the statement that is said beferish, which is, we can't have them agree against what Rabbi Yehoshua says. They have to agree with what Rabbi Yehoshua said. The problem is that makes Rabbi Eliezer hold that the Kiddush of Bizman Hazeh is the Araita. The problem is that Rabbi Eliezer himself holds when it comes to defining the din of Shemitah and Truma. He says, beferish, that it's not Kadosh Bizman Hazeh. So how can we possibly say that Rabbi Eliezer holds he agrees with Rabbi Yehoshua? We can prove that that's not true. Says Tosfos, now hold on a second. There's two completely different dinim of Kedusha. There's the Kedusha of Kedushat HaAretz, which has implications that got to be agriculture. There's the Kedusha of Mechitzes. We're talking about over here Mechitzes. So Mechitzes is a whole different issue. When I go, maybe Enochinami. The Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, that is Mechayev in the dinim of agriculture, is a function of Yisrael being there and being Kovesh, or being there Baskam, or whatever it is. But the Mechitzes, that's something that is created with these actions. Those actions were made in order to give a din of Kedusha to those Mechitzes. Why would they be bottle? That's what we're talking about. Two completely different din. The Rambam puts it differently. The Rambam says, even though Bizman Hazeh, Kedusha's Haaretz may be Betel, but Kedusha Shechina is not Betel. And because of Mechitza. But this involves a whole different issue, which is Batei Arei Choyma, which we'll see later on. Because there are other Mechitzas besides Yerushalayim. There's the Kedusha of cities that were surrounded by Chomot. The Gemara also includes the two, as we're going to see, in the question of whether Kedusha Rishon HaKidush L'Shat HaKidush L'Shat HaKidush L'Shat. The Rambam says the Kedusha of Yerushalayim, in the Beis HaMikdash, is Kadosh because of the presence of the Shechina. The presence of the Shechina is never bought. And therefore, the Kedusha is never batal. But other elements of Kedusha is batal. If it's dependent. This is major, major sugya. I mean, here's not the Ikar Mark. I'm just saying what Tosfos talks about as the difference between Kedushas Haaretz and Kedushas Mechitzes. The Rambam talks about as the difference between Kedushas Haaretz and Kedushas Shechina. Fine. There are many, many sugyas that need to be all put together in this extremely, really one of the most complicated sugyas in Shas is the question of the different elements of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. What does apply to Bizman Hazeh? What doesn't? Where were the Rabban and Kaiser? Where were they? Marachiv, Mechitzes, so on and so forth. We're going to see some of it here. So, in any event, what we mean over here is this Tosfos is clearly a din in Mechitzes. We're saying maybe Legabi Mechitzes. Even Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Yeshua. That could be. But anyway, where is the Machlokas Tanoim? You're saying that there's clearly a Machlokas Tanoim. Elahani Tanoim. I will identify an alternative Machlokas Tanoim in order to explain why Abishol is not a problem to Rabbi Nachman. Tanya Amar Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosi. Tell me, Lama Manu Chachamim Et Elu. Why do we find in Erechim a list of the Batei Arei Chema? And it's a short list of places around Tzipori and Ono and Yotvat and so on. Why do we list these places? Aren't there a lot of cities? No, because Kisha Olu Bnei Agolam Matzuei Lo V'Kichum. These are all that's left because even though there were so many cities that were Batei Arei Chema, Rishonot Batlu Mishibat La'aretz. Those cities, the Bechitzot, became Batel after the Galut, and because of that, we can only have a list of the ones that we know that they were Rimakad. Alma Kasava, Kedusha Rishonah Kichala Sha'ata, V'lo Kichala Atid Lava. So it must be the Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi holds that you needed to be Rimakadish, and it is possible to be Rimakadish. Which obviously means that without an Urim V'Tumim, you could be Rima Kadosh. And therefore, he's supporting Reb Nachman against Abishol. That's the Gemara. How in the world could Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi have said that when he himself says the opposite? V'ramini. Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. V'chielu b'elvad ayu. Here Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi says, what, these are the only cities? Well, halo kvar nemar, shishimir kol chever al agov, mamlechas og bebashan. For God's sake, in the little area of Evra Yarden, there were already 60 cities with Arbatei Arei Chema. So you're telling me in the whole Eretz Yisrael, you can come up with a list of a few paltry cities you can count on your fingers? Ela, lama manu chachomim et elu. I'll tell you why they counted these. Because kisha'alu b'nei agola, when they came up, they found those cities V'kichum, and they made them Kodesh. What you just said you don't need to make them Kodesh. You just said there's all the cities that were once there. You're going to say clearly that we don't need in a minute, that we don't need to make it Kodesh. You're going to say Beferish later, we don't need to be Mekadesh. We see where you're going. I mean, you're obviously saying you don't need. So are you telling me that they were Kichum? Sorry. I mean, Matsu Elu Umman Umeda. I didn't mean Kachar. I mean, they gave over the list that people should know where it's Kodesh. These they identified. The others they didn't identify. But the truth is that obviously Lo Elu Bilvad, just because they only identified these, doesn't mean these are the only cities that are Kodesh. Kol Shetala Biyotcha, Mesor Me'avotecha. Look, you may end up meeting Barnea one day and I'll show you where another city is that was Kodesh from the time of Yoshua Ben Nun. So if you have a Misera, that this is Mukefet Chumam Yimod Yeshua Ben Nun, so then it has all of the Dinim of Batei Arei Chema, Legabe Shiloach Tumeim, and so on. It's all of these Dinim called Mitzvah Seil and Nagos, the Dinim of the Seil, and the Dinim of Pidyon, and the Dinim of Var Chokam and Ha'ir, all those things will be Noyeg. Why? Now, for God's sake, he just said the same Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Just said the exact opposite. That the Kedusha Rishana was bought. You were using him not to support Rabbi Nachman. Now he's agreeing with Abishol. You're driving me crazy here. Kasha Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Okay, new Mela. I mean, you know how it is. There's always different approaches in the Beis Medrash to what the Rebbe really said. I mean, take a look at all the cold queries of Rabbi Yashar. I mean, imagine what it must have been like in Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi's time. So maybe you could say it's Tretanoya Libra Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. Or truth is, there's a simple explanation. The simple explanation is that somebody got mixed up over here. We happen to know a braita by Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi, which actually may be what happened over here. They took the braita of Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi and they put it into Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi. So it could well be that Chodem Inaya, one of these putative braita, the Rishmon Rabbi Yossi, is actually, it's Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi, I'm the Tanya. Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi, Omer. Why does it say Asher Lo Choma? What do we have? The writing in the pasuk with an olive, which means that does not have a wall, and the kri is only with the vav that does have a wall. Who ever heard such a word? Is it a low or is it a low? It means to teach. That's the point. The asher lo choma that doesn't have a wall, and yet it does have a wall. Why? It once had a wall at the time of the original kedusha, which proves that that kedusha is chal even latid lavo. That is what Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi did not say. It's what Rabbi Lozer Rabbi Yossi said. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi said, it's not kichad latid lavo. Therefore, he argues in Abba Shol, supports Rabbi Nachman, and now we have our machlokas tanoim. Very good. Now, the next piece that we have in the Mishnah is that if he was nitma while he was in the Azor, it was nelma mimena tuma. So now we have this special halacha that it's not the instant that you're in the Azor, which it is if you'd walk into the Azor Tome. Here we have a special halacha of ishtachavaya, or shihiya bichtei ishtachavaya. Staying in there long enough to have allowed you to be mishtachaveh is, we'll see how long that is a shir that would be mechayev you now on the same korban olah v'yareh, the same dinim as walking in betumah. Question is, how do we know this? Tumah ba'azor minola. How do we know? I mean, the pashtus of lo yitam'u et machneihem, says Rashi, is by walking in tumah into that machana. But where do we get the idea? The lo yitam'u means to become tumah when you're in the machana. That I don't understand. Omer of Elazar, Katuv Echad Omer. Look, in the parasha of the Paradum, we have very strange repetition, and yet not repetition. One pasuk says, at the beginning of the parasha, Kol anogea b'nevesh, b'meit b'nevesh adam, v'lo yitchata et mishkan Hashem timei. And then, at the end of the parasha, it says, Ish asher yitma v'lo yitchata et mikdash Hashem timei. Notice that one says mishkan Hashem timei, one says mikdash Hashem timei, but it seems very repetitious. So therefore, if we have now, even though it's talking about over there, v'lo yitchata, meaning he was tummy from before. I mean, obviously it's saying, right? Hashir yitma v'lo yitchata, Mishkan Hashem Tim is not talking about he waited now 7 days and Hazoyed is inside, but it's talking about these outside. Nonetheless, this, by the way, seems to be a mistake, that the Dikduke service is a mistake. Somebody misunderstood the Marshal and took this out. It was as if it was machuk, but it's not machuk. Should not be in the parentheses. So if you can't, even though the pasuk bepashtus both are referring to tumah mibachutz, we don't need two psukim for tumah shebachutz. Tzneu inyan the tumah shebifni. Now hold on a second. What do you mean eino inyan? You're telling me these psukim are extra, not extra? The very fact that one says mikdash and one says mishkan means that they're not extra. So in Mitzvah Tzricha, we actually make use of both of these psukim, the Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer. As Rabbi Elazar points out, not to be confused, of course, with Rabbi Elazar, the Amora that we just had, Rabbi Elazar ben Pedat, right, Kotzev Echad on the second line. This is a braita of Rabbi Elazar ben Shamor, who said, Im ne'mar mishkan, lama ne'mar migdash. Im ne'mar migdash, lama ne'mar mishkan. Why do we have the two psukim here in Korah Aduma? One that talks about Mishkan Hashem Timei, and one says Mikdash Hashem Timei. Because I'll tell you why. If it had only said Mishkan, and it had not said Mikdash, I certainly could have been excused for believing that the din of the Chiyuv on Tumas Mikdash is only on a Mishkan. It says Mishkan. I would have said, Al Mishkan Yechayav, because the Mishkan has a level of Kedusha that is Mashuach B'Shem and HaMishkan, which never happened at the Beit HaMikdash. Maybe that, it gives it a new level of Kedushat HaGuf, Ki'ilu, in which the Torah is v'chayim yekarban ha'ilu yayrein and all this chiyuvim. But how do you know that that would apply in the Mikdash? HaMikdash lo yechayat. Let's say the Pesuk already said Mikdash. So had it said Mikdash v'lo ne'mar Mishkan, I would have said, no, the Mikdash, I understand your chayim. Because the Mikdash Kedushato Kedushat Olam, there's no going backwards to the Mishkan after you have the Beis HaMikdash. So over there, that Mikdash, that's its place, and that's where you're gonna be Magdashit HaTita. But here's the question of whether that means, Kedushato Kedushat Olam, that there's no heter of Bomais. Tosfos says, well, how can you say that? If it means there's no heter of bomas, does that mean by definition that kedusha rishona kichala shatav kichala atid lavo? Again, he's assuming that those two sugyas are precisely the same. Another one of the clues in the puzzle of this whole thing. Rashi says that's the meaning of kedushat olam, which of course, if then Ali b'Tosfos would mean that that's Rebbe Elazar shita. So why didn't we use this to prove what Rebbe Elazar holds? Okay. So Tosfos learns Kedushat Olam simply means there's no going back. In other words, the Mikdash goes on for centuries and centuries. The Mishkan is a temporary solution. But in any event, I certainly might have thought that a Mikdash is something that Tosfos is going to be more makpid on Mikdash Hashem Timei. Therefore, it has to tell me, no, there's Chiv also on the Mishkan, at Mikdash Hashem Timei. But if it wouldn't have said Mishkan, Hashem would have said that Ala Mishkan lo yechai. L'kach nema Mishkan, l'kach nema Mikdash. We need both of them. So how can you say that Rebbe Elazar the Amora had a grounds for saying that we have an extra pasuk when we don't have an extra pasuk, as we could see from Rebbe Elazar the Tana? Says the Gemara, Rebbe Elazar Achika Kashala. No. The point over here is that Be'etzem, we don't really need these psukim to teach me Mishkan is Ikrei Mikdash, and Mikdash is Ikrei Mishkan. That's a given, as we'll see in a moment. In general, we know that the Mishkan is Ikrei Mikdash, the Mikdash is Ikrei Mishkan. All of that is a given. And therefore, now the Bach suggests that it might be clearer to simply say this. Truth is, this depends on the way in which Tosfos learns or Rashi learns. The pashtus of the sugya is we should leave out the words that where it says this whole story over here. Lichtovo idividi mishkan idividi mikdash. All it needs to say is therefore we already know that there is mishkan and mikdash. Trei kroy lomeli. Why do we need now an additional pasuk to tell me the din of tuma in one or the other? The Shmam, you know, therefore must be coming to tell me, and here is where the Bach inserts, according to old Girsaot, what we had before. Im eino inyan letumasha b'chutz, tzneu inyan letumasha b'fnim. This is where everybody got mixed up as to what the mashal was taking out. There was a Girsa that had that here, which Shlomaisa the Bach is suggesting is the correct Girsa. It's very straightforward. If you read it this way, it becomes a lot more complex, that we need to learn out two elements, because I would have thought that for this particular halacha, even though Mishkan is a Kri Mikdash and Mikdash is a Kri Mishkan, I need a remez that it's the same. But in any event, we still have, according to Rebbe Elazar, an extra diuk here, either from the change, from the duality of the repetition of two completely separate psukim, plus the change in the language, or the change in language isn't even relevant, and we have two psukim. Why do we need these two psukim? So you see from here that imenu inyan latuma shebechutz, neu inyan latuma shebefnim, or our girsa shema minatarta. So in any event, his diuk was correct. He's saying so now. Bishlema, where did he get this from? By the way, he's saying no, it's a given that mishkan is a kri mikdash, mikdash is a kri mishkan. Where is it a given? I know that the mikdash is called a mishkan. Yes, that is a given because it does say vinatati mishkani betochachem. So there, if it says, I will put my Mishkan betochachem, v'lo tigal nafshi etchem, this is clearly not, there's two ways of understanding the diyuk in that pasuk. Here Rashi says that wherever the Shechina is betochachem, it's called Mishkani. Elsewhere, Rashi explains that since this pasuk is said in Vayikra, how could it be referring to the Mishkan which already existed? It's talking about the future. This is the Brit in Vayikra. So talking about the future, it means the Beit HaMikdash that will be is called Mishkani B'tochachem. L'maisa, the two pshatim are interrelated. That we see that the Hashra, Sashchina, is called Mishkani, not the tent is called Mishkani. In which case, the Mikdash is also called Mishkani, no? That's a given. I understand that, yes. Mikdash is definitely called a Mishkan. Okay. But how do we see that the Mishkan is called a Mikdash? I mean, here we see the broader term is the term Mishkan. But well, that makes sense, because Mishkan simply means the Mokom of the Shechina, Mishkan. But how do we see the other way around, that I would give a name to a temporary building and I would call it a Mikdash? If you're going to tell me it's because of the pasuk of v'nasu hakahatim, nose hamigdash. And of course, if they were carrying it, it sure was the Mishkan. It wasn't the Migdash. But that would be a complete misreading of the meaning of the verse. It doesn't mean nose hamigdash that they're carrying the tent. It means they were carrying the dvarim hamikudashim. They were carrying the Aron HaBrit. So they're calling that the Migdash because that is the Mikudash. That's all that means. Now that doesn't prove anything. Elamihach must be, it comes from here. The whole mitzvah is vasuli migdash v'shachanti b'tocham, and then it explains how do you make this migdash? Kol asher ani mareh otcha et tavlit hamishkan. How can I make a migdash if all I'm showing is a tavlit hamishkan? Haraya that vasuli migdash is indeed a mitzvah to make a mishkan, and that shows that the mishkan is called a migdash. So both words subsume the entirety of the concept migdash mishkan. Okay. The next thing it says in the Mishnah is either at this point when he becomes Tameh inside, he's Mishtachaveh, or he stays long enough to be Mishtachaveh. Now, to say he's Mishtachaveh means he's Mishtachaveh without staying long enough to be Mishtachaveh. That's a little bit strange. In other words, is there a Shira of Mishtachaveh? Shabikhte Mishtachaveh. So how do you say Mishtachaveh without being Shabikhte Mishtachaveh? So then why doesn't that become the Shira? This is very weird. So Omar Rava, look, let's understand that we need to differentiate the meaning of Mishtachaveh. When we say it was Mishtachaveh without a shiva, we mean it's Mishtachaveh klapei pnim. If he bows down towards the west, in other words, he's facing the Eichel, so then there's a din of Mishtachaveh without any shiva. But if he's Mishtachaveh klapei chutz, that is the time issue, and that's how we measure, as we'll see, the shiva. So then, dafka if you were shoheh kidei Mishtachaveh, lo shahalo. Now, others learn this statement as itself addressing the problem of the Mishnah, the safe of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, O shishaha bichdei hishtachavah. Now, if you're using hishtachavah as a model of the amount of time that it takes, so then obviously hishtachavah has a shear, right? So michlal hishtachavah gufa boi shehiya. Then you're telling me that it takes a certain amount of time. So then how did you just say, if you didn't take the amount of time, and you were Mishtachaveh without the amount of time, you can't be both ways? Amar Rava, and they understand Rava's statement as having come l'chatchila to address this problem. The loshana l'shtachaveh klapei chutz, it's true that Mishtachaveh does require a shir, but that's if you're Mishtachaveh klapei chutz. If you're Mishtachaveh klapei pnim, then even without a shehiyah, you would be chayav. And what the Mishnah is saying is this. Hishtachaveh klapei pnim, or you did the equivalent of a shehiyah v'shtachaveh, b'hak hishtachaveh klapei chutz. And we'll see how that's possible. There should be two different hishtachaveh. You're chayav. So now what do you mean by a hishtachaveh that does not have a shehiyah? If you're defining the act as having a shehiyah, you still haven't explained that. You told me that it depends where I'm facing, but that has nothing to do with the shear, does it? So, hechi dom ishtachaveh the it ba shehiya. The hechi dom ishtachaveh the let be shehiya. Well, the let be shehiya means you don't get down on your knees, on your hands and your knees. A kriya be'alma. So, if that is what you're talking about, that doesn't take any time. The eat beishiyah means you get down on your hands and knees on the ground, spread eagle yourself on the ground. That's pishita dayim v'ragla. It takes time. So you're not going to be chayev on a ishtachavah, which is a kriya v'yalma, where you bend down on your knees, but you don't spread out on the ground. You're not going to be chayev unless you're facing the echel when you do that, betuma. If you're not facing the echel, the only thing that would be mechayev you is either an actual act of ishtachavah, which is Pishidayim Raglayim, or the amount of time it would have taken to do that Ishtachavah, Pishidayim Raglayim, because that is the shear that we're using as the model for Shehiya. And how long is that? Kama Shior Shehiya. That's a machlokus between Rabbi Yitzchak and Achmeni, and someone always learned with him that's Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. Actually, others say that it was Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi was the Iker of that Chavrusa. And Chad the Ime was Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni. Or some say, no, actually, it was Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi with Rabbi Shimon bar Nachmeni, not Rabbi Yitzchak bar Nachmeni. But now that we've gotten through that, what they were arguing about is whether it's Kememre, the high psuka, as long as it takes to read the entire following pasuk, which we haven't gotten to yet. And Chad Amar once says, from the word v'yichra'u, in that pasuk till the end of the pasuk. Let's say, and this is the pasuk I'm referring to, which is very, very suitable for using as a shir v'shtachavo, since that was what it's talking about in the kedusha of the Beis Hamikdash that Shlomo HaMelech built. So over there it says, V'chol b'nei Yisrael ro'im beredet ha'esh u'chvod Hashem al ha'bayit. Now here's the word vayichra'u, that one of them holds. We have to start counting from here. Beep, beep, beep. Vayichra'u apayim arza al haritzpa. Vayishtachavu v'odot l'Hashem ki tov ki le'olam chasdo. Okay? So that's the shir, either from that word vayichra'u, or the whole pasuk from V'chol b'nei Yisrael. Tana Rabbanan, when we say kida, means you touch your face to the ground, not your knees, and not the rest of your body. So you got to be in good shape to do this. Don't try this at home. We know what happened to poor Levi, who actually did this and ended up with crippled. So obviously there were a number of very good gyms in the area. The Beis Hamikdash, you took your training, and then you did it. Kriya. Yeah, Kriya is all birkayim. That's for the sissies. You know, you can get down on your knees. Okay. And it says that. It says, Michro al birkav. Now, as Tosis points out, I mean, it does say the word apayim for ishtachava, also, like by Yosef, right? Vishtachu apam. So obviously we can't bring a clear raya, and I mean, so all of the lashonos are really mixed. We do find apayim for ishtachavoya and so on, but the point is that we know, says Tosfos, what these things are. That's a Gemara. We're just trying to be catching it here to a pasuk, as it says in the pasuk. Doesn't mean that our raya is from the pasuk. So kriya zal birkayim, says mikra birkam ishtachavoya. That's for the real man. That's the pishut yadayim v'raglayim. V'cheinu amar avon avon anivim kava achecha lishtachavot lecha arza. That's what it says, arza. To get down on the ground. Boy, Rav. Maybe we should...
So Yom Kippur, we say, after Kohrim, we go down to our knees, and then we lie down.
Yes. That's why we have a problem of needing something between your face and the ground. Because you're not allowed to be mishtachavot on a floor. Rough stone. And that's what it means. It's a conceptual machlokas. It's not a gears of machlokas. It's because, and therefore Ezra anyway was unable to be re-Mekadosh Yerushalayim. And he was only going through a zecher ba'alma with the other. Rav Nachman and Rabbi Achat Mikolai Lutznan, and Ezra had to be re-mekadosh, kasava kedusha rishona kishala shaitav aloki chalati lavo, and indeed he was successful in being re-mekadosh, despite the fact that there was no one in Vitumi. So Ezra kedusha kodesh afopi delo havi for in Vitumi. Eitve Rav Nachman, how can you say this? Ko shalo nasei b'cholaylo. But can't read the Mishnah. Tashma, how about the bright? Abashal omer shnei bitzeina yubahar mishcha. Tachtona ve'elyona. Tachtona nitkatsha b'koleilu. Elyona lo nitkatsha b'koleilu. It was just the Olei Gola at the time of Ezra that worked it out. And that was Shlomo HaMelech, v'shlomo b'rim v'tumi. And therefore the tachtona shaita kedusha tagmura. So amei ha'aretz would be nichlas l'sham. And they would eat kachim galim, but because they're amei aretz, they were machmer. They wouldn't eat ma'aser sheni. Ma'ashenke chaverim, they knew that it was completely kodesh, b'kedusha sa'ir, and they would eat kachim galim, who ma'aser sheni, what's an afkamina? El yonah, shaloi ta kedusha ta gemura. So again, the amei aretz couldn't care less. They ate kachim galim, ma'yinach nasim sham vachim sham kachim galim. Avolo ma'aser sheni, because they wanted the bracha. Chaverim ein ochlim sham lo kachim kalim avolo ma'aser sheni. So now, why were they not mekadosh it properly? They couldn't. Ein masiv v'na'avir v'alazarot. Ela b'melech v'naviv v'nevetum v'saneru shalshim v'vecha b'shtei tudot u'v'shir. So then, why were they mekadosh it? What do you mean? They weren't mekadosh it, I thought. Lama kitshua, I'm at lo kitshua. Ela lama yichnisua. B'pnei shetorpa shal Yerushalayim ha'ita. Any event, How does Rav Nachman explain away this brayta? Tanoi, Tanya, Omar Rabbi Eliezer, Shamati kishayu bonim beichal asu kelaim leichal ukelaim lazarot. The only difference being in the echal the rabbanim bachutz, and in the azarot the rabbanim bifnim. Omar Rabbi Yeshua, I heard Shemakrim and Ava Pishain by Zalchim Kachi Kachi Ava Pishain Kaloyim and Kachi Kal and Maitse Shani Ava Pishain Koma. Okay, so apparently we have over here a machloket in which Rabbi Eliezer holds lo kichel atid lavo, and therefore Ezra needed to be remakadish. That's how Rabbi Nachman holds. Omar the Ravina the Ravashi, I don't get. Why are you making up a machlokas? We might. All the Rebbe Eliezer is saying is that I heard that they make kilo. He say why? So marmar de shmielikam or marmar de shmielikam. I shall say. I mean, what? Stam? They put up kiloim for the fun of it. So then, according to you, why did Rebbe Eliezer say he'd eat kiloim? Lomali. No, let's near the miyana. The Tanya Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef, Lama Manu Chachamim et Eilu, these few cities, as the Batei Arechoma, Shekisha Alu Bnei Agolah Matzua Eile Vikitshun. But unfortunately, all the other hundreds, a fortified city, Rishonot Batlu Mishibitlo Ha'aret. So Amma Kasav Yishu Shani Kishu Shaita. V'lo Kitshav Yatid Lavo. How can you say this? Ramini Omer Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef, V'chi Eilu B'vadayu. What about all the cities about the Orichema? Just in Eber Yarnen, there were Shishim here. Ko Chevelar Gov Mamlechet Og Bibashan. Ko Leilo Arim Bitzurot Chomagvoa. Okay, what I mean was Lama Manu Chachamim et Eilu. Now, the reason is Kisha'olu B'nei Agolam Atzu Eilu V'Kichum. That's what. Kichum. Kichum. Ashtar Mina Kamalot Zeilu Gidush. I mean, Matzu Eilu Man'um. Loilo Bilvada Koshet Talab Yotcha. First of all, it could be it's straight. And I live in Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef. Secondly, it could be we got mixed up. People like them, and maybe Chodim and I, we know Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef holds. So maybe it was said by Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Yosef because we know there's a price in the Tanya. Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yosef Omer, Asher lo choma written with an olive. What do we mean an olive for? It doesn't need one now. It's enough if it once had a choma. So according to this, definitely kicholatid lavo also. Nitma ba'azara v'neoma mimena tum'ah. So how do we know that? Tum'ah ba'azara minolam. Omra v'lazer katuv echad omer et mishkan Hashem timet. Katuv echad omer et mikdash Hashem timet. What do you mean? These psukim aren't extra. Al Mikdash Yechayav, because Kedushato, Kedushat Olam, but Al Mishkan lo Yechayav, lekachna Mishkan, kachna Mikdash. Says the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar, oh gosh, Mishkan Ikre Mikdash, I'm going to prove to you. Mikdash Ikre Mishkan, I'm going to prove to you. So what do you need this for? So Trey Kroy Lomelin, Imein Yo Inyan Letumah Shebechut, Tnei Yo Inyan Letumah Shebefim, and that explains everything. Now, Bishlama Mikdash Ikri Mishkan Nechtiva Natati Mishkani Betochachem, but Mishkan Ikri Mikdash Minol, and Ilema Nechtiva Natsuakatim, no say Hamikdash, and it wasn't really, you can't carry around the Beis Hamikdash. That's not referring to the Bayit, it's referring to the Orai, means the Kelim HaMikudashim. So, Uba Aron, Elami Akav, Suli Mikdash, Vishachanti Betocham, and then it goes right at the second kolasher nimerotcha etavnita mishkan. I thought you said I'm supposed to build a mikdash. So clearly, a mikdash is a general term for any beit kiddusha. V'ishtachava osha shahakede ishtachava amarava. There's two different dinim over here. Lo shanu ishtachava klape pnim. Then you don't need a shear. But ishtachava klape chutz. If it was shaha, then in lo shaha lo. Now you can imagine a seifa. As a question on the mission, Mishnah says, Shah Bichdei Ishtachavah, which by definition is saying that ishtak avar gufo bar ishiya. And then you say you don't need it. So what it's saying is ishtak veklapi pnim. Oh, shishahak edei ishtak avar. When doing that kind of ishtak avar, which is klapi chutz, you would be chayav. So echidom ishtak avar de itba shiya. The echidom ishtak avar de let be shiya. So the let be shiya is a kriya bihama. The eat be shiya is pishiya daim raglai. And how much is that shiya? Kama shiya shiya. Pligi barub yitzchak barachmeni. V'chad de ime umana reb shimon ben pazi. Or some say it was reb shimon ben pazi v'chad de ime umana reb yitzchak barachmeni. Or some say actually v'chad de ime was reb shimon barachmeni. But anyway, chad amar kamem b'dai psuk in its entirety. V'chad amar from the word v'yichru in this following pasuk until the end. L'seifa. Namely, v'chol b'nei yisrael ro'im bereda ta'esh v'chod Hashem ala bayit v'yichru'u apayim aratzal ritzpa v'yishtak v'odot l'Hashem kitov kili olam chesdot ha'rabban kida ala apayim v'chinu omer v'atikot v'atsheva apayim aratz kriya al berkayim v'chinu mikra al berkav yishtak avoya z'pishi yadayim raglayim v'chinu omer avo navo ani v'imcha v'achecha l'yishtak avot l'cha aratza boy rabban. Tzorek shi'el ha'malkot, or ain't tzorek shi'el ha'malkot. Look, oh, I didn't.